Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. The streaming's there, too. Download it this weekend. All the shows from this past week or past ones, in case you have different listening habits now because we're all stuck inside.
Sex dolls.
Willie Farrell. We forgot about
the sex doll.
Yeah.
Clean out your sex doll.
Yeah.
And Jeff is cleaning out his wife right now.
Yeah. Well, she cleans herself out, I believe. Yeah.
That's kind of her.
You might have a self-cleaning wife.
Yeah.
Now, at Men's Health, they do say that some sex toys are easier to clean than others.
By the way, some people would say that Willie Farrell's wife may have overreacted.
Yep. Obviously not.
Apparently not.
No.
Well, the whole family would have been sick.
Because as soon as he got home, upstairs.
Yep. Right.
To your room.
She sprayed him down.
This article at menshealth.com saying that men should clean their sex toys more often says that some sex toys are easier to clean than others. Non-porous toys like glass butt plugs and stainless steel dildos don't absorb any fluids, so they are easy to rinse off with soap and water. On the other hand, the porous sex toys like the sleeves and the rings are softer and more elastic, so they have microscopic pores that can absorb pretty much anything, including bacteria.
By the way, Craig didn't even read that. I was off the top of his head.
Take your time washing these types of things.
You soak or just get a glass butt plug.
Yeah. Well, the obvious one is you soak them in cider.
Bada bing.
And they also say there is a test you can use. If it doesn't smell clean, it's not.
Yeah. I've been using that for
years. It's the laundry test.
Most times I didn't care, though. Did you, Craig?
Right. The old sniff test.
Hey, sniff this, will you?
Yeah. Good thing we didn't step in it.
Sniff this. Yeah.
So there.
Yep.
Smell the glove.
Take that. The Super Bowl odds are out.
Uh-oh, we're the Chiefs.
They can't
pick the Patriots now because he's gone. Because I guarantee you the Patriots would be ranked.
They'd
be ahead of the Chiefs if the Patriots.
What are the odds that they're going to play one?
Well, don't be so depressing.
No.
Let's just do with the stuff we got
Thank you.
That's not on there?
No, because somebody knows that. You can make money off that.
No, nobody knows that.
Well,
right
the Chiefs are showing up at 4-1.
One guy can shut it down.
Nice.
Chiefs are showing up at 4-1 to win the whole
thing. Nice.
With their games won over under at 12.
All right.
That's a lot.
Who are the top 10? You're the top 10?
We have them by division.
Okay. You mean who's supposed to win the NFC then?
Well, that would be a conference.
Seahawks.
Okay, let's do divisions then.
Okay, we'll start with the AFC because that's the top.
All right.
In the AFC.
Probably the Ravens over the Steelers, right?
The AFC East. Okay. We have to go with divisions.
They still give it to the Patriots?
Yeah, 20-1 to win the Super Bowl.
I did see their over-under win total was the lowest it'd been in like 15, 20 years.
That's only
8.5.
Yeah.
Oh, really good.
Yeah, they hadn't predicted them that low in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before probably the 1990s. Because he joined in 2001.
Well, or maybe when Brady was, hurt. When Brady wasn't Brady.
He was Brady pretty much right away, man.
I know, but I mean.
He came in right away.
After that first Super Bowl, they might not have given him quite the respect.
Yeah. But eight.
Eight's under 500 now with the extra game.
That's true.
The Ravens picked the AFC North with 8-1 odds. Their over-under is 12 games.
You just had the first team.
No, we got all of them.
Well, give me the Steelers then.
Well, we're getting to that.
Okay.
Jeez, they're next in line.
All right.
My God. Wait till number two in the division. The Steelers have a 28-1 odds.
What about the Browns?
I'll take 28-1. I don't care about the Browns.
28-1.
What about the Bengals?
To win the Super Bowl.
We'll get to your teams. Ben's coming back.
9-1 to win the AFC.
I'll take the 28. I'll take 9-1.
And the over-under is 9.
All right, I'll take
on
that.
The Steelers.
We got a good team. We still didn't have a quarterback last year.
He stays healthy.
We had Duck. We had the Duck.
You had the dynasty going.
Yeah.
40-1 for Cleveland to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. They're 8.5 over under. The AFC South, the Dolts are picked to win.
Yeah.
Actually, both the Dolts and the Titans are showing up at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. And both of them are, their over under is 8.5 games.
All right.
That's weird the Titans are that low because they were close to like being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is weird. And they re-signed their quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me. That's a good point.
Yeah, and they got their stud running back back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Colts got Phillip Rivers now, so they I mean, I think...
Well, that's why I shot the Colts up there, but I thought the second team would probably be the Titans over the Texans, because Texans traded away their best receiver.
Yeah, they've kind of been a basket case this offseason.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers is a whiny bitch.
Absolutely he is.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
The AFC West, the Chiefs picked to win that one.
Of course.
4-1 odds to go to win the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh. Back-to-back.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Their over-under is at 12.
Except there's a virus.
Well, yeah.
You won the last Super Bowl. Take that.
Raiders picked to go second in that division.
God, we need some football.
NFC East, the Cowboys expected to win that. 11-1 odds to win the Super Bowl.
Who's second in that division?
The Eagles,
okay.
At 22-1. Right. Their over-under is 9.5. Both the over-unders to win are for the Cowboys and the Eagles are at 9.5.
How about the NFC South? We'll save you guys for last.
All right. NFC South, the Saints at 14-1.
All right. They got Breeze back.
The Buccaneers at 17-1.
Oh, God, it's crazy to think. That's right. Brady's playing the Saints.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
The Saints over-under is 10.5 games, 9 games for the Buccaneers.
And
the NFC West, the 49ers picked to win that one. Picked to win that one. 7-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. 14-1 odds for the Seahawks. The 49ers picked to win 10.5 games, or that's the over-under.
And the Rams fell already, didn't they? It's weird.
Yeah.
2 years ago, they were just one pass away. No, they didn't go to the Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost the Super Bowl. That's right.
Who's the long shot?
And then in the NFC North, let's finish this up first.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have the long shot.
Always the Packers because of Rodgers, right?
Well, the Packers are picked to win the division, 16-1 odds to go to the Super Bowl. The over-under, 8.5. It's just 8.5 wins.
What about the win the Super Bowl?
16-1.
Okay, you said go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, I misspoke
yeah,
there.
To win the NFC, they're 7-1. I found the list.
How about the Todd's Vikes? They second? They got
30-1 to win the Super Bowl.
That's not bad.
Bears are next. 25-1.
All the Bears are before you guys, huh?
Yeah,
25-1. But the Vikings are picked to win more games than the Packers. Their over-under is 9, 8.5 for the Packers.
Do they have an easier schedule?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Because they're playing the same teams. They're matched up against the same divisions.
Yeah, but you play a couple of games.
There's three or four games in there that
don't matter.
Okay, so they must be perceived, at least by the odds makers, to have an easier schedule.
But the bottom line is if you win the most games, you win the division.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense that they're actually picked behind them. It's kind of a weird number there.
Yeah. Longest odds I can find here are the Redskins at 150-1.
Got it.
Yeah,
that might be a little high.
Jaguars at 125-1.
Yeah, the Redskins.
Bengals at 100-1.
Yeah, even with Burrows? Yeah, probably.
Todd is absolutely right.
Yeah.
That was the highest.
Well, we can dream about that, huh?
9.5 toed Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I would sacrifice the rest of my half a digit for the Kansas City Chiefs to never make the playoffs again.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, they're gonna
really not that much.
You know they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be there. Yeah.
Then I will sacrifice the other big toe for them never to win.
Okay, now we're talking.
He's a Raider fan. He hates those Chiefs.
I mean, 8.5 toe.
He hates these Chiefs.
just to keep the
Chiefs
out.
These Chiefs fans have been insufferable.
Well,
they weren't that insufferable to start.
Take it. I know. Listen to this jack wagon on air every damn day.
And Nick actually is pretty mellow when it comes to Chiefs fans.
Well, I know how quickly it could go. A lot of this is built around one dude.
Yeah,
and we didn't have a dude for the longest time. Yeah. I know, like, no. It can, you know, or they could just never play football again, too. I knew as soon as things started going well for them, something was going to happen.
Go Raiders.
I just can't take it, fellas, if they win another one.
It's tough to go back. And yeah. Today's NFL, it's real tough to win. They might get back, but it's tough to win two in a row. All right.
It's all right. Car's pretty good.
All right. Shut up, Nick.
Nick the Dick, you can call. He went real clever on you. He went real clever. Nick the Dick. All right. See you, man. Shut up, Nick.
Nevada Gaming Control has approved wagering on some esports events.
Oh, I bet so, yeah.
Yeah. They were okay. Just reported on this show.
They were okay to offer wagering on the Overwatch League, the League of Legends European Championship, the North American League of Legends Championship, the 2020 Call of Duty League.
You said duty.
Now, see, these are actual games that people are playing, Tom.
Right. So
this isn't a demo.
It's not simulation.
Well, see,
right.
Yeah.
Then those are guys you could buy off.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like an odds-on favorite, you could, you know, pay him to tank the Call of Duty game.
Except these esports guys make a fortune by themselves anyway. Probably the stars are playing this,
they've
right?
They got sponsors.
So they're not going to try to lose. Yeah. I mean, I could probably bribe my teenager to lose.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're not going to. These professionals.
Well, these guys are making good enough money where they're
beyond being
bribed.
You pay them off, they'll never be able to make the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Apparently, what people are betting on most so far, at least before the esports thing was made available, was ping pong.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Yeah, we talked about that. Somebody said Russian ping pong.
Yeah.
Chicago Doggy Dog there checked
in. Yeah, because you can maintain your distance while playing ping pong.
Right.
Yep.
Still got to pick up the ball, though.
When's the draft? Is that next weekend?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next week.
Yeah, once again, weeks. There's no way I would have known
that. It's going to feel like 3 months from now.
You can also bet on the e-NASCAR races. Yeah. I don't know if they have any prop bets in there. Like, are there going to be any N-bombs dropped this week?
The over-under on the number of racial slurs that are going to be thrown.
You can't hear me? Hey, the funny speaks. Wow, hey. Kyle, you're talking to everyone, bud.
I think that brings
it. Yeah, fair
enough. Oh, damn. You cannot just...
Yikes.
Don't say anything.
The lone black driver on the actual main, he drives to the petty car. He called out this dude and said he's got to be better than that. I said, well, you know, you're a black guy in NASCAR.
They're going to stress that during the pre-race meeting this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, and before we go, no racial slurs this week, huh?
They may mention it more than once.
Somebody's got to drop a Japanese racial slur on that dude. He is half Japanese. Just drop that on him. See what happens.
Take your pick.
Yeah. Well, the
I'm not going to say it. I was about to say one, but I'm not going to
say it. The email we got on that was, Kyle Larson is a racist.
Damn.
We could say that.
Yeah, we're not actually making a slur there. Yeah. We're just perpetuating a stereotype. Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah. They probably have to present a list. Here's words that you can say.
Right.
And that'll be the whole pre-race meeting.
That happened. I told you guys that story before, but Heather Jones had one of her kids had a choir thing,
right?
Where everybody was supposed to show up dressed as a pirate, and like the Asian kid showed up dressed as a pilot.
In
airline gear with the wings. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, everybody else was a pirate.
That's not an inside joke.
It happened. No, it's just, she's like, it happened. Like, yeah, the poor kid shows up dressed as a pilot, and everybody else is like, pirate. Yeah.
You sure he wasn't trying to be funny?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think he probably felt kind of singled out.
Or maybe his Asian. Yeah,
probably a rough day.
I don't know.
Did he go home to mom and dad? I need to dress up as a
pirate.
No. It sounded like.
Man, that's a funny story.
Right.
That is funny.
Yeah, so he just got him a hat and some, you know, he was ready to fly the plane.
Oh, no, we said pirate.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But,
I said the same thing too. That's what kids said. That's what I told my parents. I said pirate.
Yeah, yeah. They should have sent an email.
Yeah, you're right. That might have helped. That's a great story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Boeing wants to start up production again in Washington State.
Explain this to me when I saw 20-some thousand.
27,000.
How are they going to do it? Because they're close to each other, all masks or what?
Don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either. And Washington State is, you know.
They've already fired up work on military aircraft earlier this week.
They did it right at Washington State. They shut it down early.
So they're going to try and figure that out.
Well, they were ground zero before.
Yeah, they were.
New York City.
But they shut it down and did the right thing. They didn't leave golf courses or outdoor balls open or anything.
Where did they shop?
I don't know. I don't know. Need some Levi's.
The tornado that killed people in Mississippi on Sunday, the widest twister in state history, about 2 miles wide in some places, on the ground for almost 68 miles.
Two miles wide.
In some places, it was 2 miles wide and 68 miles on the ground.
That's insane.
Yeah, you ain't avoiding that.
Huh. Uh-uh.
Maybe if you're on the fringe, maybe you can get to the other side, but...
Wow.
2 miles.
EF4.
Isn't there? Five's the highest, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can be a 2 mile wide tornado and still not be the highest classification?
Yeah. I think it has to do with wind speed
and
damage.
That's the power part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of factors.
Unless Bill Paxton was lying to me.
Yeah.
It's really where I get most of my tornado knowledge.
Most of us do, right?
Land O'Lakes butter is dropping the American Indian maiden.
Bill Paxton also provides us with our Mormon knowledge. From Big Love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we get most of our Mormon information.
He's an informative guy.
There's a lot of crap going on now and I saw this like as a story that's kind of went under the radar because of all this stuff. But I was really hoping to read somebody being pissed about this because there's so many. Was there somebody mad about that?
Oh, yeah.
They took her out of it and put a sunshine there.
Yes.
They basically had a squaw on their cover.
Can't say that either.
But that's what they had on their cover for years.
American Indian Maiden.
After the fact, but they probably should have had her on it to begin with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The logo has been criticized by some for being stereotypical and racist, and now they just got rid of it, showing trees around a body of water. They were asked, Land O'Lakes was asked about it, and just nothing. They aren't saying anything.
Good for them. I have a Land O'Lakes. I have some of that. It's not butter from Land O'Lakes at the house, and I know it's the one with the maiden on there still. So is that going to be worth something someday?
Yeah.
It's
a collector's item.
Yeah.
Put it on eBay.
Yeah, I really want to sell racist stuff as I get older.
Hey. Yeah, but how many years did we just think nothing of that?
We're all white guys.
What Puss said.
We're all white guys.
Yeah, all of the years since they came into existence.
Apparently we're wrong.
Yeah.
1950s. An Ojibwa artist.
Yeah, it is.
So a Native American guy drew that up.
So apparently
you pay somebody, they'll do anything.
Sure. Some white guy pissed. Talking to his other white guy buddies.
Probably.
I took the Indian up.
I have no idea.
My butter.
Those pussies at Land O'Lakes.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you that ruined someone's day that they took the maiden off the Land O'Lakes butter box.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You had me a butter box.
Yeah, me too.
that sounded hot, man. Let me see that butter box. Man, that sounds good.
Let me wipe my toast on that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Wipe your toast on me. Thank you. Thanks for that.
All right.
And Justin Trudeau says it's going to be weeks before opening the border with the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, because Canada's doing the right thing, right? They're afraid.
Are they?
Well, they're afraid of what's happening to the South. You know,
I think they're just paying attention to the science.
Listen, guys are holding Confederate flags in Michigan, which is over the border from Canada. He's like, yeah, let's wait a while. Yeah. Right. Let's wait a while.
Just stay down there.
I can see a Confederate flag from my house. And that's Michigan, right?
Yeah, it's pretty far north.
Michigan is not a Confederate state, you know? We all know the Confederates stand for.
Losers, in other words.
Well.
All right. We had Willie Farrell on. He just recovered from the COVID. So if you don't think you know anybody, everybody knows Willie. Either personally or knows who he is.
And there's your guy.
Yeah, check it out.
Willie Farrell. It's the guy you know.
Have the weekend that you want. I shouldn't say want. We all want something different.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not going to do that.
All right, be happy. Be happy.
Are you going to get on Twitter and Facebook and tell people it's Saturday tomorrow since we don't have the microphones?
I will now.
You should.
I will.
Nice. And Sunday. You better tell me when it's Sunday, too.
I might forget by that.
I'm going to want to know that because then I got to come to work the next day.
Podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Patronize the advertisers, please. We'll get through this S together. See you Monday.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.